News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On the last official day of summer, nothing changes. Partly sunny with a high today around 93. Scattered, spotty, random afternoon showers and thunderstorms here and there. Good luck. Many towns will stay dry. Low temperature 73. Tomorrow is the first day of fall officially, with fall arriving at 8:54 tomorrow night. Forecast for tomorrow and Sunday, widely scattered afternoon storms, but most towns will stay dry. High temperature both days, lower 90s. Better rain chances start to come in Monday and Tuesday, and especially Wednesday as a front gets closer to the state. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes with hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Crime Stoppers has identified a suspect in theft cases in Troy and Prattville. They say Chauncey Benson was located in Montgomery. He's now being held in the Autauga County Jail. State troopers have identified a man killed in a crash on Interstate 85 Thursday morning. He's 51-year-old David Self. He was killed when a pickup truck hit three cars that were in traffic. That crash happened on the southbound side of the interstate near Wall. Three other drivers have minor injuries. And members of the Troy community are preparing to take donations to help in relief efforts from Hurricane Florence. Organizers are asking for food, clothing, and hygiene items. At least 15 people from Troy will travel with a missionary group to North Carolina to help people in need. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Presenting the all-new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made. With room for up to 8, choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Come test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary.
Montgomery Subaru.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Oh, after 11 o'clock. Welcome back in the News and View. We got a full house. Joey, as he does, comes in when I ask him to because he's polite. Christy joins us as she does on Fridays.
84 just sort of lives here.
Made me go all the way downstairs.
Mr. Producer, turn my mic on. Thank you. No, I need to come show you how to run that board.
Please.
As the only member of the Joey Clark Radio Hour Hall of Fame, you have that privilege.
You know, I'm a little disappointed because you inducted him into the Joey Clark Radio Hour Hall of Fame on, I think, like a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right.
The following day, you asked Christy and me to join you.
Right.
For the anniversary show.
I mean, that's right. Only because I had prior engagements and couldn't
you
be here
wanted
for the
us,
anniversary show.
Your two best guests, I'm presuming, to bring out your first year and in your second year.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for the Hall of Fame induction. I'd gotten excited. I was wearing my best clothes.
Well, number one, you got to leave people wanting more and waiting. If I did it every week, it wouldn't be as special. Plus, but I look at you, Christy, I look at you, Baron, and y'all have a lot going on, you know.
Why you say my name like that?
No, but y'all have a lot going on, you know.
Baron. And,
like, y'all have, like, I mean, successful careers, like, just great family life. I mean, but then I looked at Southern Wood over there and was like, yeah, he needs to be in the Hall of Fame.
Sounds like a pity award.
Okay. I don't want to be in it.
Got it. Okay.
I don't want to be in your rundown
That's
Hall
fine,
of Fame
then.
Anyway.
I like that explanation. I'm cool with that.
One day y'all will be inducted.
Well, I don't want to be. Apparently that's the sign that your career is
No. It's more than him going first.
Boy, jealousy just doesn't look good over there.
That color green doesn't wear on well on you. Our number, 272-9228. 272-9228. Guys, it is Friday. Monday through Thursday, there's some rules around here. You've got to stay on topic. You've got to entertain me and inform me, or you get broomed.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, those rules don't apply. The rules on Friday?
There ain't nairn.
Ain't nairn.
There ain't nairn.
Nairn.
Getting better.
What?
That was sort of a nairn.
You know what?
No, I like to wait.
I'm not going to say it anymore.
I'm going home. I like the way that Christy...
Thank you, Eric.
That was good, Cartman.
That was excellent.
I like the way that Christy said it. Say it again. Ain't nairn.
Ain't nairn.
I like the way she says nairn. It works for her. But see, I can see her, too.
Nairn. We might change it. It might
be
nairn.
No, dude, please don't change it on my behalf.
All right. There ain't nairn. Those are the rules on Friday.
I'll just practice so I can not get criticized every Friday.
I actually had a customer yesterday. I was at her house,
mm-hmm.
and I can't even remember what the conversation was, and she says, "They ain't nairn," and I just laughed my rear end off.
Do people recognize you when you go into their houses?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you the guy on the radio?
Yeah.
13 hours a day?
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
13 hours.
Our number, 272.
If they're everybody.
If they're everybody.
They recognize me.
272-9228 is the number. Randall? Randall?
The pot on?
Oh, it's on. I can hear the wind in the background.
Are you there?
There he is.
Oh, I had my big old fat cheek hit mute on this. I went and got a new phone, so just, you know what I mean? Because Baron, you know, chastised me long enough for
Sounds
it.
Good.
So.
Sounds good.
That's what you get for talking to me here.
Well, and the other one was because I threw it because of Baron, so that's how I got torn with. But, hey, Joey, I got this has been on my mind.
Hold on. We're not breezing past that point.
What?
What did I do to make you throw your phone?
I don't know. The first time. I really don't. It was right around the time that I bought the shirt and the socks. It was me. It ain't nothing to do with you. I want to go back. I wish it'll come back to me one day.
Okay.
And I want to tell you because I bought that shirt that you know what I mean, that had your basketball team on it, Indiana Hoosiers.
Yeah, I remember that shirt. It's a good-looking shirt.
And
maybe the best-looking shirt you own.
Yes, and it was bought specifically for you. So now, you know what I mean. I just sleep. You know, ever since you took the picture, I just sleep beside it, like my little pillow. You know, like a little bright blank, a little blankie. You know. Yeah. But Joey.
Yeah.
Before I get off anywhere else.
Go to Joey. Go to Joey.
Yeah,
please, go to Joey.
When you start laughing, did Roy Moore just get his book stole from him? I mean, or not just get it, but in 1917. What was it called? Mornings on Horseback. I mean, because when I don't know why Roy Moore popped in my head, but Man, that was the first person that came up, and I said, that's got to be what Joel's asking about.
That was kind of part of it. I was thinking, I don't know, for some reason I was thinking of a movie, what is Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger?
Yep.
Brokeback Mountain. Yeah, when I heard Mornings on Horseback.
That's exactly what was going through my mind, but you might be laughing about, but I didn't want to say it.
Right.
You didn't want to say it.
Guys, he rode horses. It was the 1800s.
I know.
Like the middle 1800s.
I know.
Well, you know.
And let me tell you
it
how.
It struck me as funny.
Struck, y'all. He said struck.
That's a normal phrase, Ren.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's nothing. There's
now no, I feel like Baron.
Go to Clay. No, you stay off me.
Yeah, you take this hot potato, Chris.
Yeah, hey, 84. Tell them about that red light, baby. Tell them about it.
Hold on, Randall. That's enough.
No.
Go ahead.
He just got scared, Randall.
You should have seen the look on his face. The red light, Randall?
Yeah, he can turn that red light whenever he wants to and call Papa home because he got a red bulb now, see. I can't believe this. And he was on Joey's show the next night. And I thought he would have illuminated the room, you know, and made it picturesque.
All right. Your accuser has spoken. Now go ahead. Explain the red light.
On advice of my counsel, I hereby invoke my right.
I think that's probably smart at this point.
Hey, and what? But man, he got a nice gift though. He got one of them beanbag, one of them cornhole toss things, and you know it had a nice little saying on it from a gentleman. And I will say gentleman in this phrase.
Red light and cornhole in the same?
Yeah.
In the same story?
I bought an Auburn cornhole.
He's leaving. There he goes.
That neighborhood is at the cornhole toss. I bought an Auburn one from a woman. She charged me $20 for it. Then I saw it in Walmart, and I got a gyp. But that's the whole other story.
Well, I don't disparage the gypsies. They didn't do anything.
Yeah, but it came from the cornhole place. And on it, it said, always thinking of your cornhole.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Randall.
Good.
I should have left.
I'm glad I got to sit back on this one.
Yeah. Should have left. I'm surprised you got left out of this.
I did. I'm a little sad about it.
Oh, he'll call back. No worries. It's just 15 after.
Yeah, we've only just
begun. Time left in this hour.
I don't know how to. I don't know what the playbook says. Do you take a break after the cornhole red light discussion, or do you?
This is one of those discussions off air that you'll explain to us that people will want to pay for later.
I want to know about the red light. I know you've taken fifth publicly, but we'll have a private discussion.
I plead the fifth.
I bet you do. Jersey Jr.
Hey, you know, I love four-wheeling Fridays, but it's hard to follow Randall.
Yeah.
That's Monday through Friday.
That's about.
But I've got a question for you. You started off the show with a non-starter option that the people put out with Kavanaugh starting first.
Yeah.
But when they originally said, we're going to have the hearing on Monday, and they started hedging right away. And Kavanaugh said, well, look, I'm going to be there regardless. Wouldn't he, if she decided to not show up, and him speaking on it before the panel on Monday, wouldn't that be him going first just by proxy or just by the chain of events?
Well, but I think she has until Friday to say whether or not she's showing up. I don't think there's a possibility that she's going to show up unannounced after he testifies. He would know ahead of time whether she's coming or not.
So he's going to speak to the panel about this on Monday, regardless?
That's what it sounds like. I think it's a bad idea, but that's what it sounds like.
So he is going to go first, then?
No. Well, if she's...
Sounds like it's out of order.
It is out of order. I mean, if she says on Friday she's coming, I think he could say, I'll go second, or I won't go. But if she says she's not coming or she doesn't confirm she's going to come, I think he could just show up and talk on his own. The reality is, in the American judicial system, in every notion of fairness, and, you know, I've been a criminal defense lawyer. I've represented criminals. You always go second. Always, always, always go second. You have to. As a matter of course, you have to go second because you have to know what are you defending yourself against. You have to.
Okay. Now, when they're testifying, When they said Monday, they were talking about this Monday coming or the following?
This coming Monday, the 24th.
So she has to decide today whether she's going to talk or not.
Yeah. My week's all screwed up because I missed Monday and Tuesday, so it feels like midweek to me. But, yeah, it's Friday.
Okay, so now if he talks, can't she then come in and just, you know, the news has got her back, obviously. We know that, the mainstream media. So he'll do his little, you know, thing in front of the panel saying, look, this is ridiculous. I wasn't there. We don't even know. I can't even say I wasn't there because we don't know when and where it was. He does his speech, and then she'll have a news conference and dispute everything that he said.
Not even the news would do that. If she doesn't testify under oath, they're gonna push her back. I mean, they're done with her.
Okay, it just confused me then. Yeah. The chain of events, but I guess we will see in the fullness of time. I've heard somebody say once before.
Oh yeah, you've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it.
The Bible.
I'm gonna write it down too.
The Bible.
Not the Bible.
Appreciate your call. Thanks.
All right, bro.
272-9228 is the number if you want to get in this hour of the program. Brought to you in part by our good friend over at Cole Plumbing, James Cole, CeCe Cole, Cameron Cole, Jeanette Cole, the whole Cole family involved over there. 40-plus years in the business, 40-plus years in the number two business. They're our number one in the number two business. And they'll, give them a call and they'll be right there. 279-8919. Check them out online, coleplumbing.com. Find them on Facebook. Like them, share them. Let your friends and family know.
I've
who
got
you
a question.
Prefer why? For quality plumbing
services. Why would you ever dig a hole when all you have to do is call Cole?
They got proprietary pipelining technology.
Good
eliminates point. The need to dig a hole in most instances.
Yeah.
Doesn't tear up your foundation, your yard, anything else. Guys, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Once again, the pay-per-view conversation's off air.
more valuable than what we put out over the air.
Poor Carolyn.
Carolyn's going to submit her letter of resignation.
I feel like Jack Campbell right now. I've actually done something that made Carolyn's jaw drop. That was great.
I don't want to dwell on this. Welcome back into News and Views. I will say real quickly, and then we'll get back into everything. Let me do this first. Let me tell you about my friend, Miss Dot, over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Guys, there are 60,000 feet of showroom over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Almost 200 vendors that have a little bit of everything. If you've not been by there, please do. Go by there. Take my word for it. It's worth checking out. You're gonna be entertained. You're going to be... Time, I think, goes much faster in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall than it does anywhere else.
Lauren was over there the other day. They've actually got a homeschool booth. And she found some material she had been looking for and didn't want to, you know, I mean, you can buy it online and pay full price. But, right. I mean, she got a book that was like a $70 book for like $10 at
the
homeschool deal.
The deals you can find at that place. The absolute deals. Stuff that you... stuff that made the way they used to make it, too. They got a lot of antique stuff over there. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Get by there when you get the opportunity. They're on Coliseum Boulevard, just up from Atlanta Highway, maybe half a mile or so. Not far. All right, I don't want to go by there when you get a chance, Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. I don't want to get too far off the beaten path. Not that we were on a path today, but I don't want to get too far off the beaten path. But there are two people who've decided they're in all likelihood not going to testify in this Trump investigation. One of them is Nellie Orr, and the other one's James Baker, the former general counsel.
Now, is Nellie Orr the ham radio operator?
She is the world-famous ham radio operator, decided late in her career to take up ham radio. Just happened to be about a week after they shut down political contractor access to the NSA database. But the committee will seek the testimony of Nellie Orr and James Baker, and they have indicated they will not testify. They will not testify. She was originally scheduled to appear tomorrow. So she is not going to do that. Excuse me. She was supposed to appear today, and she's not going to. This story's from yesterday. Sorry for covering yesterday's news. That happens from time to time. This story's in the Daily Caller. Again, I don't want to get too far afield, but I do want to point out something, because Papa B called the other day and said, how do we, you know, I'm losing faith in your theory. I'm losing faith in your theory that the bad guys will eventually see justice. Don't. Uncle Barron wouldn't lead you astray.
Uncle
Barron. Famous last words. That's a little creepy.
Uncle Barron.
I wouldn't lead you astray.
Don't say that as you get older.
No. Thank you. I'm so glad Joey said that. because that's where I was going, but I didn't know how to approach it.
But anyway, I'm not going to lead you astray. I'm telling you, there's a reason these people are not testifying. James Baker and Nellie Orr do not want to be tied down publicly on their testimony, because probably they would have to plead the fifth. And that is an indication they've been put on notice that they are potentially being investigated or will be investigated one day. So I don't want to get too far afield, but I just want to remind everybody, every piece of publicly available information supports my conclusion. So it's not conclusion, supports my theory. And everybody else is probably wrong. Not 100% sure about that, but probably wrong. What's wrong with Uncle?
I'm not
old enough for it to be creepy.
You take this one, Christy.
This is an off-air discussion.
Oh, wow.
What?
Because of what? You can't say uncle?
Uncles are creepy.
All uncles are creepy?
No, my not uncles all. Aren't, but no, it's just the way you said it.
Yeah.
It's like,
some are just crazy.
Trust your Uncle Barron.
Well, it's really like certain, maybe it's that you do have a good voice.
Come here
so
to my
fine.
Van.
Right.
Uncle Barron has some
you.
Candy in here.
Well, it's like the dude from Family Guy.
Thank
oh, Uncle Barron won't lead you astray.
I didn't say anything about candy.
I got a popsicle in my pocket.
Or a van, or a puppy, or a popsicle. Hey, you got a popsicle in your pocket. It'll melt. Any kid's going to see right through that. That ain't a popsicle. I know better than that. That's a mushroom. Our number 272-9228.
Oh, goodness.
That was a reference to something you read off air earlier.
Yeah.
272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228.
We're getting into stormy waters here. Let's ease it up.
I'm thinking about Super Mario Brothers right now. I don't know what y'all are thinking about.
I was curious where you got that, because I've not seen that, what you read to me earlier.
It was actually somebody locally near Montgomery who bought the book.
Oh, and they copied it out of it?
Yeah, it was a quote from them. So I'm taking the Scott's word for it. Scott is not a fan of Donald Trump.
I don't know Scott.
I'm not going to give him away. I'm not going to put him on blast. Is that what the kids say?
I don't know. We're not allowed to talk about kids or uncles or anything.
I say that.
Okay.
Put you on blast.
Okay.
That's okay. You're good.
Now that's a new one on me.
Yeah, because you're old, 84. We say it.
Yeah, right. She said, this is why I put you in the Hall of Fame, sir.
You're on the downhill.
Mm-hmm.
There are two people in here who are not on the hall.
On the downhill? Holy crap! Christy!
I think it's time to take a telephone call to avoid any more...
A lot of heat in here right now.
Holy mackerel.
Really?
You had it coming to you,
84. Jeez, Benetti!
Well, saying things like that didn't help in your cause.
Jeez, but Natty. Y'all all make me sick in the ass.
Later tonight, we're going to go paint the town red.
Big Bird, you're on the air.
Hey.
Help.
Well, if you're going to paint the town red, I know where you can get some good red paint.
Some good Benjamin Moore paint.
Benjamin Moore New again.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I had a question to ask you. Is there any truth, or do you know what the truth is involving the rumor that this Dr. Ford female person that's accusing Kavanaugh has a brother that works for Fusion GPS as a lawyer on staff?
I've heard that, but I've not seen that supported anywhere. Do you have evidence of that?
No. I heard that rumor, and I really, really am curious to know... is there any truth to that? Because that would be a real interesting, if it was fact, that would be wild and crazy, to say the minimum. Here's another thing I wanted to tell you. I'm interested to hear that Nelly Orr was a ham radio operator.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, because in the 1986, 87, I worked with some people. I'm an IT systems engineer, and I worked with some ham radio operators in the Mobile Gulf Coast area who were, we helped to figure out how people were using ham radio to encrypt data and transmit data through packet interchange across the ham radio bands. They actually figured that out, and they figured out where there was a lot of drug and trafficking and stuff going on, and they were able to bust a large number of working with the Coast Guard and the ham radio.
I don't think there's anyone in the United States of America who believes Nelly Orr in her 60s, after a career of working for whose husband was probably number 4 or 5 in the Department of Justice, as a career of working with political background, decides to take up the hobby of ham radio. Just
there's
one
something
week
going
after
on
the
there,
contractor
man.
Access is shut down at the NSA. I'm just guessing here.
Yeah. Here's a third little interesting thought, and that is that if she does have a brother and if she's a ham radio operator, and I think also when they get down to the point where that FISA warrants are reviewed, somewhere between page 84 and 93, I think, there was a thing where they actually got clearance from the FISA court to surveil every man, woman, and child here in the country. And then, of course, they would supposedly discard that information that was not, pertinent. But in the process, they had their hands on that data, and they could have been scanning that data for dirt information going back many, many years, going back to people like Roy Moore and all these people that were slammed so hard with all this sexual misconduct thing. There's a very major correlation between that information being leaked and being in possession of Fusion GPS. That really needs to be looked at, and if all that turns out to be 100% right, than her having a brother on staff with Fusion GPS.
All right, now I don't know where you heard that. I don't know where you heard that, yeah. But here's the fact. Her brother is a guy named Ralph Blasi. He worked for Baker Hostetler. This was a law firm, but he worked there up until 2004, from 89 to 2004. Baker Hostetler retained Fusion GPS during this most recent political campaign. But that was 12 years after he stopped working there. So I don't understand how he would have a link to it.
I don't know how a link would be there, but if there actually was a link, then that would get really crazy.
But what I'm saying is there's not one that you've identified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not one in view, but I'm wondering how many back doors are still open.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, but anyway, I just was curious about all that because it sounds like everything's coming back to Bruce and Nellie Orr, and the reason that she doesn't want to testify, I can understand why, because her and her hubby probably both are going to end up in prison over this.
Yep, fair enough. I think it's certainly a possibility. Thanks. Our number 272-9228, 272-9228. Got to bet your stuff a little better than that.
Yeah. You can guess at anything.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to call and say...
And you can hear all kind of stuff.
Her husband was retained... I mean, her brother was retained by Fusion GPS, and the reality is he just worked at a law firm 15 years ago that 12 years later would retain Fusion GPS. You can't state as fact that she worked there. I mean that he worked there. That's just too big of a stretch. Cooper.
Hey, you know, there was a case that... a famous case that's greatly celebrated by liberals where a woman testified falsely against a man, said he molested her, and he was killed. Liberals greatly celebrate this.
Who? Go on. Dead Air's the enemy of radio. Go on.
I said, do you remember the case?
No, I'm asking you. Tell me.
I'm
waiting with bated breath.
Okay, well, Harper Lee wrote about it in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Okay. All right.
You know, Oprah says she's more proud of promoting any other book. No, not, that's the most proud she has been of promoting a book is To Kill a Mockingbird. And in that, a woman lies and a man dies.
Yeah.
But that's great with him.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks.
It'd be even better if Harper Lee actually wrote that book.
I was going to say, I don't know where she ever wrote a book. That was a Truman Capote novel, wasn't it? That's what I've always thought. Mr. Sandman, that's where I go to get high-quality mattresses, pillows. I mean, the comfortable stuff. I'm a plush man, 84. I didn't know I was a plush man. Found out late in life I was a plush man. Life is good at Mr. Sandman. Get by there. Very comfortable pillows. Great selection. And the name brand you come to trust and know and love. Sales out the wazoo. Mr. Sandman, two locations right here in the River Region. Two locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook, right across from the Dollar General. On the Atlanta Highway right here in Montgomery, right across from the Dairy Queen. And Mr. Sandman will get you taken care of. David Justice, one of the truly great guys in the community. 18 years, Mr. Sandman has been declared the best mattress store right here in the River Region. There's a reason for that. Because he's the best mattress store right here in the River Region. Mr. Sandman, get by there when you get the opportunity. If your mattress was purchased during the George W. Bush administration, buy a new one. It's time. I'm talking to you, 83.
Oh, yeah.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensee number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On the last official day of summer, nothing changes. Partly sunny with a high today around 93. Scattered, spotty, random afternoon showers and thunderstorms here and there. Good luck. Many towns will stay dry. Low temperature 73. Tomorrow is the first day of fall officially, with fall arriving at 8:54 tomorrow night. Forecast for tomorrow and Sunday, widely scattered afternoon storms, but most towns will stay dry. High temperature both days, lower 90s. Better rain chances start to come in Monday and Tuesday, and especially Wednesday as a front gets closer to the state. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes with hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, Wex, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Hey y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let's talk about the marina. Well, we rent out pontoon boats, and just anytime you like, you can call us up, get down here, rent you a boat, and cruise up and down the beautiful river. All you need is a credit card and a driver's license, and everything else we can take care of for you. We also cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf. Y'all, we got a steamer. We steam up things like royal red shrimp deep from the Gulf. We have snow crabs. We have these shrimp from Argentina. Tastes like between a lobster and a shrimp. They're real good eating. Also, we got the grill. We grill amberjack, grill ribeye steaks, hamburgers, just all kind of good eating that you can check out at CapitalOysterBar.com. That's the menu to show you everything about renting boats, about the food, and also live entertainment. If you check it out, all the shows we got coming up over the next few months will be listed on there. So we all would come down here hungry and come down here soon, because we're looking for you. And CapitalOysterBar.com will take care of everything you need to know.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
At this party, so come and show me your moves. I got some things I can teach you too. If you wanna see, oh, You say you need a shot of the Henny, then you're ready. Do what you need to do, 'cause I'll be waiting for you. It's about to get hot and heavy.
Again, 42 minutes after 11 o'clock. My friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers, he wants to see you come through those doors. He's open till 5 o'clock today. He'll be open tomorrow morning from 9 to noon. So if you say, but Barry, and I work till 5 o'clock. When am I ever going to get over to Heirloom Jewelers? 9 to noon on Saturday. 9 to noon on Saturday. He wants to put a little money in your pocket. If you got some old diamond rings, diamond earrings, necklaces, bracelets, anything like that lying around that you're never going to wear, take it by Heirloom Jewelers when you get the opportunity. He puts a lot of money in people's pockets. He had this thing on Facebook the other day, and he said, just take a picture of your stuff and send it to me. I'll let you know if I'm even interested in it. I thought that was pretty cool. He's got a great, very active Facebook page, answers questions very quickly. Get by there when you get the opportunity. Go by Heirloom Jewelers. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, just barely east of Bell Road. Maybe, you know, there's the Regions Bank there. There's where an old PrimeEd was. And then next door to that little shopping center, that's where Heirloom Jewelers is, right in the middle of that little brick shopping center on that same side of the road. Heirloom Jewelers, just east of Bell Road on Vaughn Road. Buy, sell, or trade. And on these luxury watches, he loves buying some luxury watches, Rolexes in particular.
Have you bought that pirate ship thing over there yet?
I want it bad.
I know you got to want it bad.
I want it.
You go get
so
it
so badly. I mean, I really do.
What's that? What's the holdup?
Price.
Oh, no. Well, then.
Nah, I mean, no, look. I mean, he carries quality
Baron's
stuff.
A cheapskate.
That's not true. He carries quality stuff, and I'm not ready to drop $250 on a pirate ship. Whatever. I don't know what it is, but it's high. I know that. Our number 272-9228. But look, you know.
I get it.
Happens. I love it, though. And you know what? I may just get it for myself for Christmas. A little pirate ship piggy bank. It'd look good in my room.
Why are you going to wait till Christmas?
Because I have to have a reason to buy something that nice.
It might not be
there.
No,
you don't. We don't even, like, really have anything at Christmas. Because if I need something, I go get it.
But I don't have sacks of money lying around just waiting to be spent.
Oh, come on, Baron.
I've been to the 84 estate. There's wheelbarrows just pushed up against trees full of cash, and then the wind blows by, just blows them around.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have that situation.
Well, I'm sorry.
Our number two
sucks for you.
272-9228. Joey checked out for a minute. Jack Campbell's out. Christy's in, and she is on Friday. 84 is in because he lives here. Harvey.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, how you doing? Right. I listen to y'all's show quite often. Sometimes I call in, sometimes I don't. But
can I make a couple of guesses real quickly?
Go ahead.
I'm going to guess you're entertained and informed.
Entertained? I also get a lot of information. You're very entertaining.
Oh, thank you.
Sometimes, like I said, I disagree with you. Sometimes you get into I lose the point, but I don't lose it. But I feel some people can sometimes when you get to too much fun. But you're very entertaining. You're a very good show. And like I said, I don't always agree. But I just wanted to make two comments. One, the gentleman who just called in about the book that Hopper Lee or whoever wrote it about Kill Mockingbird. That book at the time, in my opinion, was just kind of to draw attention to the disparity of the way crime...
Hey, are you on Bluetooth or speakerphone?
No, my phone has been acting up. Yeah. I don't have to make sure it's not on speaker. Just one moment.
Okay, yeah. Ooh, man.
Is that battery not on speaker?
Yeah. Oh, I've seen the light. Glory! No,
the other thing...
go ahead. I haven't heard a thing you said yet, so you might as well start over.
Okay. I was saying I enjoy your show, so some of you heard it because you were asking was I entertained. I think you're a very good show in general. You're very informative at times. Like I say, I agree and I disagree sometimes, which is, of course, expected. But the long story short here, I was just going to say I was calling in reference to the gentleman making a point, as he said, about the Killer Mockingbird. That book, as we know, was fictional, but there were a lot of that true stuff going on at the time. I just wondered if that gentleman was familiar with the Emmett Till story, when his teenager was killed because of a lie. The woman has admitted it was a lie. The other thing that I was going to mention was with politics today, because now, and I'm honest about this, be it if you want to call it the right or the left, I feel they all lie. They tell you what they think to their bass is going to want to hear, and they stroke it like a barbecue fire. But I remember growing up, I'm 64 next month, when Pataki with Governor Wallace and various other politicians in this state, it was frowned upon for politicians, activists, anyone to come outside the state and try to encourage someone to vote for a particular candidate. In fact, I think, I don't know if it was your show, someone was making reference to Mr. Howell Heflin, saying you didn't need these people coming in telling you how to vote and to do this and that.
Yeah.
You have a lot of that all over the country today. You need to vote for this person because it's going to help you here or there. The bottom line to me, and I'm going to get off here because I could get real long with it, and I guess you've noticed by now, is that...
I ain't gotten a word in yet, but that's okay, Harvey.
Well,
I'm enjoying it.
Because you're going to have the mic forever.
I am entertained and informed right now, though, so keep going.
But the bottom line to me is, in general, our system is based on the old English system, which is what this country said it was started against. Mm. But no matter what, as of yet, the haves and the have-nots is always going to be that battle. But even within that, there's always somebody in there fighting for justice. And there's always some truth in both sides of it. But I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thank you, Harvey. I do appreciate it.
Good call, Harvey.
That was a good call. I was entertained. I was informed.
I liked his voice.
He could do radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could do radio.
So speaking of doing radio,
so
there's somebody.
Number three.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got to get an order. We're doing an order on Friday. Weezer.
Hey there.
Hey there.
I'm 84.
Yes.
I got to ask you my question.
All right.
First, I'll tell you why I'm calling. My mama used to say, Gee Minetti.
Uh-huh.
I was a child of the 50s. That was my heyday, my teenage years.
So you speak like an old lady out of the 50s. Great.
I don't say Gee Minetti, but when I hear it on the radio, I'm going, whoa, where did you learn it from?
He's just old.
If you saw him, you'd understand.
I've seen his picture.
Oh, well. How have you seen him before his picture?
Oh, well, didn't he go to a ball game with you in Auburn?
That is true, and we took a selfie.
Yeah.
You remember taking selfies?
I never remember taking selfies, man.
That's right. And I used his real name in there, too. So now you know exactly who he is.
How old do I look, Weezer? How old would you just guess how old?
You were wearing a hat, weren't you?
Man, you don't cover up a head this pretty.
49.
Weezer! I got to dump that. I can't let that go. Oh, I missed it. I was so close. By 4 seconds, it went too fast.
Which means you probably think I'm actually like 52 and you were trying to be nice.
Oh, okay. I had no idea. No idea.
All right. Thank you, honey.
But when I saw that picture, I said, that's 84. I know it is.
Pile on Play-Doh.
Okay, you still didn't tell me why you said Gee Minetti.
Oh, I don't know. It's just
what he says.
Dr. Four probably said that. You did.
Well,
Albert Four.
Yeah, I mean, it's just always been an expression in our family. Like, Dad blamed the luck to the devil and Tom Walker. My granddaddy, if he said it once, he said it a million times.
Okay.
And he'll still say it.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you, Weezer.
This day was coming a long time.
I was doing some research into your vernacular, so I looked up old-timey sayings. And one of the number 14 on the list that people want to bring back is a bald head was called a fly rink.
A fly rink?
Yeah. It's kind of like a skating rink, but for flies.
Why did you think of me when you saw that?
Well,
joke?
Number 15 reminds me of you, too. A giggle mug, a habitually smiling face. Even though I called your head a fly rink, you're a giggle mug.
You're still a giggle mug. You're still
all
a
about
giggle
that.
Mug about
jumping
it.
Jumping Jehoshaphat.
Miami.
Corn it.
Miami, bring some sense to this conversation, please.
Well, then I guess I'll call back later. Although something does come to mind. Mr. Coleman, you seem like you're upset today. What's your heart rate or pumping at right now?
Good 69.
69, all right.
Nice.
I'll do my very best to kick that thing in the tail.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Yeah. Hold on. It's up to 70 now.
Oh, see. All right. We're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
You seem upset. Or is there something troubling you and bothering you?
No.
No, you're good?
Yeah. I'm actually looking at my heart reader right now to see what my 24-hour high was. 158.
Okay. All right. Well, I just I thought it'd be remiss if I didn't call in today to let you know George doesn't stand alone. When George pressed that catapult button on Friday, I like that rule. In fact, we ought to do the same thing to Timber Rott. You understand what I'm saying?
I have no idea what you're saying. I wish I knew
did
what
you
you're
listen,
saying.
Did you listen to your show last week ago?
A week ago? I was on my show a week ago.
Yeah, I'm talking about George. You remember the caller George?
I do remember the caller George on Tuesday.
That
yes.
was Tuesday.
Yes, I remember caller George. Did you think caller George was particularly astute?
I'm talking about Fridays. I don't know about Tuesdays.
Oh.
The very last caller. Coach, go to the game film.
Okay.
And listen to the last caller on last week's show.
Okay, I do remember George. I do remember. That was
okay.
George. The caller Tuesday that was George, the last call of the
he
show
was
Tuesday.
Terrible.
That was one of the best callers this show has ever had. I wish I'd have been here to take it. But what was the content of the caller George Friday?
He jettisoned the segment with the laugh in with the jokes. That guy stepped up and kind of kicked you in the ovaries in some of his comments. And George stepped up and said, "I don't care if you're here or not."
Yeah, no, that was Tuesday. That was Tuesday. I went to the game film. I saw that. I listened to that live in the car on the way back from vacation.
Oh, was it Tuesday?
It was definitely Tuesday.
I remember the call.
Oh, you know what? You're 100% correct. It was Tuesday. I'm thinking it was a week ago.
Factually correct.
My bad.
That's a habit.
Intellectually honest.
It's a habit around here.
Philosophically consistent. Factually correct.
Yeah, it was.
I know exactly what he's talking about. I was on this show.
It was definitely Tuesday. Yeah, you were here.
I was here. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I do remember.
It was definitely Tuesday.
Yeah, but he doesn't stand alone.
Well,
I mean,
thank you,
kinda,
Miami.
It's kind of sad that the Sacred 27 Society didn't step up and no one else mentioned it. I didn't want you to go through another weekend.
Well,
thinking that
Miami, you
only had one behind you.
Let me tell you.
If you only knew how much this call means to this program.
Best. This is
Miami,
the second best call we've had all week. George's call Tuesday was the best call.
You really think?
Yes. This is the second best call we've had all week, Miami. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Jeez, certainly. Bud Natty.
Joey Clark in the studio. Clay Sharp.
Oh, yes.
84. Christy's here. George Baron Coleman's here. We'll be back. Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Gonna take the life to take me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Think groceries, gas, clothes, lunch with friends, and your morning coffee. With a Guardian Credit Union Common Sense checking account, the money you need every day is accessible, local, and always at your fingertips. Plus, we'll round your debit card purchase up to the next dollar and put the difference in a Guardian savings account. We'll even match some of your savings, too. Think easy checking and easy savings. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, do we have time real quick?
Real quick,
real
George.
Quick. George, hurry up.
I don't give a damn if we lose Geno or not. You know what? I put up with his BS all the time, calling in off topic, telling stupid jokes. Hey, I don't give a damn if he ever calls back or not. Geno, to hell with you.
Damn. Golly. What a way to end the show.
George. Wow. Maybe George's mad because he didn't get on. I'm sorry.
Flat in Baton Rouge.
I think that's the best call we've had in a long time to this program.
It was succinct and to the point. I will give him that. I think he was a little bit harsh.
I don't know.
Acting like he runs the damn show and can decide who can and can't be on here.
I don't know who this George is, but he needs to call more, in my humble opinion. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Joey Clark, Christy joins us on Fridays. 84 is in the studio. Guys, I hate to do this, but I gotta real quickly tell you about my friends over at ASC Credit Union. I don't hate to do it. I love to do it because I want everybody here to get absolutely free checking. I'm so sick and tired of people in our audience getting ripped off on their checking accounts. I really, really am. And it happens all the time. I hear, but bam. How do you avoid paying $15 a month for the privilege of having some bank host your checking account? Well, I'll tell you how. You go to ASC Credit Union. They make me use my debit card 5, 6, 8, 10 times a month, or they're going to charge me a bunch of money. Nope. Listen, you don't have to do that. Go to ASC Credit Union. There's locations all over the place, 5,000 co-op locations around the country. Go find one. Get in there, ASC Credit Union. And I'm telling you, your life will begin to change. You come for the free checking account. You stay for the low-interest loans. You stay for the high-interest CDs. And you become a member of the family. Stop the big box bank runaround. Go to ASC Credit Union, federally insured NCUA, equal opportunity lender.